This is Jason Holleran. I proudly served for 33 years, culminating as the Deputy Commandant at West Point. Put this on your calendar. World War II weekend inside Old Bethpage Village Restoration on Long Island. Scores of operational vintage armor, in formation, May 18th and 19th. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman invites you to join him in saluting America's greatest generation and all those who have worn the uniform in defense of our freedoms. That's May 18th and 19th, presented by the Museum of American Armor.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. We're going to turn to Joe Concha, media and politics columnist for The Hill, Fox News contributor, and new book, Come On, Man, The Truth About Biden's No Good, Horrible, Very Bad Presidency and How to Return America to Greatness. First of all, Joe Concha, how are you? You good?
I'm in Arizona, and it's cold here, Larry. I didn't see that coming, but apparently the desert gets cold at night. Go figure.
Desert gets cold at night. I actually knew that. So, come on, man, The Truth About Biden's No Good, Horrible, Very Bad Presidency. What I'm reading in the media is, I'm going to paraphrase, the truth about Donald Trump's no good, horrible, very bad everything. I've never seen at post-election, I don't know, not all conservative media, I might add, but mainstream media piling on Trump, the Wall Street Journal editorial page piling on Trump, the New York Post edit, these are Republican conservative newspapers piling on my former boss. What do you make of this, Joe Concha? How do you interpret this?
Your listeners aren't going to like my answer here, Larry, but he deserves all the criticism that he is getting. The fact that he is attacking two wildly successful GOP governors and Ron DeSantis, who just won in a landslide, and not by running up the score, by the way, with his election in Republican counties, winning in Miami-Dade, winning in places like Palm Beach County. These are deep blue counties, and he's able to court those constituencies in a way we have not seen. And Glenn Youngkin, the president went after also, who won in Virginia, which was, anyway, a blue state until he won last year by running on the issues. And what Trump has a problem with, apparently, is that DeSantis and Youngkin both won without his help in 2021 and in 2022. And now he's going after him 3 weeks before a critical election in Georgia, where if Herschel Walker wins, you're looking at probably a Republican-controlled Senate. And he's doing this completely unprovoked, by the way, by DeSantis and Youngkin, who haven't said one bad word about the president. And he's doing this now. And I'm telling you, I'm at a conference out here in Arizona. Nobody, I mean nobody, likes this right now. He is hemorrhaging the support he has. I'm telling you that.
You know, I have a solution. I don't know that it's an adequate solution, but I said this on our show last night and wrote it up as a column. I think that my former boss should put off his candidacy announcement until after Herschel Walker. I mean, the midterms are not over until the Walker runoff is over. The Walker runoff is the most important thing, it seems to me, if we're going to make America great again and take back the Senate. And I also think, Joe, that he should pony up. He's got a lot of money in his pack. He should pony up, you know, several millions of dollars to help the Herschel Walker operation. I think those would be two very good things for him. I would look, I'm very loyal to Donald Trump. I like the guy a lot. I basically love the guy. I enjoyed working for him, but I think he's been off his game. I'll certainly grant you that. I think some of these statements are just non-starters. I don't know why he made them. But anyway, those are two points of mine. What do you think about that?
That is pragmatic. That is logical. Yeah. That's the best thing for the country if Donald Trump does that. I have a feeling he won't, but think about the overall premise we're talking about here, where a lot of Republicans are now saying, please don't go to Georgia and campaign for Herschel Walker. Because why is that? People will vote for Raphael Warnock, but not because they love the Warnock brand, just like they didn't like the Biden brand, but just to vote against Trump. And that's what 2024 may be about, that if Trump runs, and your point, yeah, you should absolutely not announce until after this election, but if he runs, we saw what happened with Dr. Oz and Blake Masters. Here you have these overwhelmingly favorable conditions for Republicans. Inflation, wages not keeping up with inflation, crime, the border, immigration, education, everything was on the argument of the Republican side, and yet these two guys lost in states that used to be red states, right? I mean, we're talking about Pennsylvania, which the president won in 2016, and Arizona, which was a red state forever, and they still couldn't win. I mean, that's where I really had pause with him running in 2024, because in speaking to people out here, they say exactly what you said. I love the guy. I love what he did. He put immigration and the border and trade and regulations and all those things. He advanced all those issues, and he won on them. But I wonder if at this point, Larry, there is fatigue around Donald Trump, who, let's face it, he announced in 2015, we're coming up on 8 years, and 8 years in being in this sort of spotlight. Even Ronald Reagan towards the end, it was like, okay, it's time for a new chapter. And I wonder, when you think about Nancy Pelosi being in her 80s and Mitch McConnell being in his 80s and Chuck Schumer approaching 80 and Donald Trump going to be in his 80s if he wins the election, maybe it's time to just go younger and go to the new generation of Republicans in Youngkin, DeSantis, Kemp, whoever it may be, because those guys are winning because they're running on issues. And I think that's what people want to get back to again, running on issues, not on personalities.
You know, I had Herschel on the show last night. I mean, I've had him several times. I thought he was very good on the issues. That's why I'm sort of hopeful here. And I said to him, I said, Herschel, Warnock is already throwing mud at him, okay? And I said, how you want to respond? You want to throw mud back? You want to go high road? And Herschel said, and I thought this was interesting, Joe. First thing he said was, no, I want to go high road on the issues. And he, you know, went down the litany of issues that you yourself just mentioned, essentially. And then he said, though, all right, if you want to throw mud, I can throw mud, and I will hurt him if I throw mud, but that's not what I want to do. And I think that's a wise decision by Herschel, but he has to be funded. He needs money. Now, Mitch McConnell, who I think is partly to blame, by the way, for the Republican not coming out. I mean, I think Mitch made a whole bunch of mistakes, not only Trump, but Mitch, too. But in putting that aside for the moment, McConnell is ponying up a couple of $1 million, so they're going to basically have Governor Brian Kemp's Get Out the Vote Election Day operation, run that for Herschel and Kemp. And I'm a big fan of Brian Kemp, by the way. I always was. And he had a great election. So that's a good thing. Trump should help finance that as well. But Herschel could win that race, Joe Concha, if it's done right.
Oh, completely. Right. And here's the thing. This is what Democrats do so well. They embrace the laws as they stand in terms of voting. They get a 5-week head start in places like Georgia, or a 3-week head start. And we're saying, no, only vote on election day. And that confines it to one day. And we need to get the vote out much, much more, much, much earlier. And yes, fund these races. You're right. McConnell is absolutely to blame for what happened in these races, because he didn't fund a master's in Arizona, for example. So I'm not blaming Trump. I'm blaming a bunch of things that went on here. And the candidates weren't all that great either. But yeah, that's what's needed at this point, because Herschel, he totally can win, because the conditions on the ground are still the same. People aren't. Inflation's still the number one issue, and crime is still a huge issue in places like Atlanta. And I just think that Herschel, if he just hammers home that message, takes the high road, and is funded the way he should be, then that should be that. But either way, Mitch McConnell absolutely has to go. Like I just talked about before, it's time for younger, better, new leadership.
Yeah, he's going to be challenged. I was just wondering, Joe, if you know, is there such a in a runoff, is there early mail-in voting, or you just have to? How does that work?
I asked about this, and yes, there is early voting, and I believe it starts in 9 days, and it's something like maybe 2 weeks beforehand. So the encouragement should be get out and vote as soon as you possibly can, just in case something goes sideways on the day of election day, or you just plain forget. You know, get out there and do it now. But yeah, there is early voting, and it goes on. I think starting, I want to say November 21st. Sounds about right to me.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that, but that's very interesting. Well, this is where I think Brian Kemp's crew will do very well, because he's got apparently a terrific crew, Governor Kemp, and that's going to really help Herschel. You think McConnell gets dumped?
It's hard. You know, like we always say, every time Pelosi's up for House Speaker again. She always seems to get the position. Like, these guys, once they're entrenched, it's hard to get them out. But I would say I hope so for the good of the country. But, you know, again, you look at these races and there's anger out there that there's supposed to be a red wave and it just simply became a red ripple, maybe. And somebody's, you know, got to be responsible who's currently in leadership, not just the guys who are outside of it. I would think that he would be replaced, but who knows how entrenched he is and how much support he has internally. But he's definitely going to be challenged like he's never been, that's for sure, Larry.
The cavalry turned into a platoon, Joe. But platoons can be still very powerful. Joe Concha, everybody. Media and politics columnist for The Hill and Fox News contributor. Thank you, Joe. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. And on the other side of the break, we're going to do some stock market work. By the by, it was a very positive week for stocks. Not crypto, but stocks. I'm Kudlow. We'll be back after this.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.